Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The Radio Memories Network is brought to you in part by Liberated Syndication. Podcast publishing made easy. Libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN.com.
You're listening to Yippee-Ki-Yay, Western Old Time Radio.
From out of the West comes Red Rider, America's famous fighting cowboy.
They've held up the Millersville freight, and we've got to get on their trail.
You betcha, Red Rider. Get along. Get him up.
Come on, Thunder. Ride up, cowboy.
The Adventures of Red Rider. In just a moment, we'll join Red Rider. But first, I should like to remind you that the bread on your table has a lot to do with making any meal more enjoyable. That's why so many wise mothers serve delicious, fresh and tasty Langendorf bread with every meal. To help supply extra energy, delicious Langendorf bread is made with dextrose, finest quick energy food known. Serve fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at every meal. Problem of why someone is trying to put the Bruce Freighting Company out of business is a deep mystery. Its drivers are sometimes murdered, its cargo stolen, then thrown away for no apparent reason. With a newcomer to the country named Bert Parks, Red and Little Beaver this morning undertook to convoy a wagon load of dummy freight from Millersville to Devil's Hole following a hunch of Red's. And now, in the Bruce Company offices at Millersville, Jane Bruce and her father anxiously await news.
But, Dad, there's no use pacing the floor like this.
No use pacing the floor. Janie, I tell you, if this terrible business goes on much longer, I can't stick it. Making those robberies good has cost me everything. My drivers have quit. I haven't the money to start up again, even if somebody tells me what this is all about.
1 o'clock. Red and Bert must have gotten to Devil's Hole with the wagon by now. They didn't have trouble.
Then why can't Red say what he's up to? Asking for 2 crates filled with plain rocks as freight. Insisting we let everybody know a shipment was going out.
Dad, I've told you 1,000 times. Red never talks till he's ready.
No, I suppose it... Jane, look. Out the window.
What's the matter?
Something's coming up the street. Look how the people are pouring out of the stores.
Dad, it's Bert. What? Coming in alone on a horse.
Yes, he seems to be hurt.
Oh.
Badly, too. Come on.
All right, stand back. All right.
Oh,
stand
Bert.
Back there.
Bert, what happened?
Mr. Dean, quick as you can. There are 2 messages on paper inside my shirt. Send them by telegraph. And don't say a word about it to anybody.
What happened?
What was I say? I'll tell you the rest later.
Yes. Got it. I'll go get the doctor. Let me out, please.
Quiet, everybody. Quiet.
All right, Bert, tell us what happened.
Well, I was driving the wagon toward Devil's Hole and near on that stretch of road down the face of Breakneck Canyon, and Red Rider was cantering alongside when that Indian boy pal of Red's came to say he'd seen a couple of men with rifles on the mesa above.
Yeah.
Oh, Red went to look, and I kept on down Breakneck Canyon when it happened.
What happened?
A charge of dynamite went off, I guess. What? Blew me and the wagon clean off that road and killed the horses.
Dynamite? But Red and Little Beaver, where are they?
They're dead.
Dead?
I guess they got them both with their rifles.
No.
I found them falling down a landslide, and from the sound of the shooting, they must have been drilled clean full of holes. I crawled out of the canyon, I don't know how, and I found them. That's a story.
Why, hello, Miss Jane. Don't see you come into this telegraph office much anymore.
Tom, do something for me and keep mighty still after you've done it.
Why, sure, Miss Jane. You look mighty flustered, though.
Don't ask questions, please. Here, send these two telegrams.
Yeah, well, I guess there ain't nobody else in town to send them but me. Let me see. Say, Ace Hanlon's right here in Millersville.
Yes, I know. Send it. It says, if you've still got the shipments, send them now. Don't sign my name to it. And the others to the U.S. Marshal at Union City.
Hey, let me see. Let me get Miss Fix here. Come right away with deputies. Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, do it, Tom. It's all right. Honest it is. I'll pay you myself.
All right. If you say so. And I'm going to sign this one to the Marshal with your name.
Yes, that's right. Oh, thanks, Tom. And hurry it. Please do. Here.
Yep, barrel's clean as a whistle.
Dad, what are you doing with that rifle? Who's taking care of Bert?
I stayed with Bert till the doctor came. Now I got work to do. With the killing of Red Rider and Little Beaver, I've had my fill of killing my men and stealing my freight. I'm going to that hotel and get that Ace Hanlon.
Dad, please don't.
He's gone too far. Gunfire's the only answer now.
Oh, Dad, you don't know what you're doing. You'll ruin everything.
I aim to ruin Ace Hanlon. That's what I... What's this?
Well, I mean, you'll ruin us both.
Now, wait a minute. What do you know?
Oh, Dad, please don't ask me questions. Please.
Something's afoot. I know it is.
Well, Dad, you just can't keep a secret. Your face shows it.
Oh, I can't keep a secret, huh?
Well, they told me you'd be in here, John.
Just stay right where you are, Ace Hanlon.
Well, I must say this is a nice reception for a businessman. What's that rifle for?
I've had enough of your killings of my men and your robbing my stage line.
Father, please. Please. Oh, don't pay any attention to him, Mr. Hanlon. He's just brought up.
Get out from in front, Janie.
Now, look, Bruce, I know you're excited.
You bet I'm excited. You killed the last of my men when Red Rider died.
Red Rider's dead?
He is. And Little Beaver with him.
And I was told the truth. Well, can I help that? What proof have you that
everything
I had?
Everything points to you.
Father, Dad, you are spoiling everything.
Huh? Spoiling everything? What's she mean?
Well, I mean, spoiling our business and so on.
Well, you bet he is. Now look, Bruce, drop that rifle. I've got business for you. Three large packing crates I have to get to Devil's Hole right away. I'll pay special rates to get it there fast.
I don't want
Dad.
You're... All right. Janie, see that the wagon's hitched up.
But who'll drive it, Father? Red's gone, so is Dave Small. But Potts is injured.
I'll get there myself.
You will?
Good. Have Shorty get the team ready, Jane.
The crates are in the warehouse. They'll be ready for delivery to my cafe in Devil's Hole in 10 minutes. Have a wagon there then.
Thank you, Dad.
So, I got an honest face. Can't keep a secret, huh? All right. Never mind, Janie. Maybe you're right. There's a plan afoot, and I won't spoil it. You go watch over Bert, see how he's getting along. I'll see about the wagon.
How are you feeling, Little Beaver?
No feeling so good.
You know what, Little Beaver? You're just like the wild Mustangs we used to have to clip across the neck very light with a rifle ball before we could ever catch them. That's what happened to you. Across the neck. I thought you were a goner for a while. Help yourself to some more of that soup I made out of that rabbit.
Yeah, hungry.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to be laying around a fire for a change instead of...
Keeping still. No good moving busted leg.
I told you 3 times the leg's not broken. Just sprained. I can ride Thunder, all right.
What we do him now?
Stay right up here on the mountainside where we can watch that thin rib and a highway down there. The highway to Devil's Hole. And hope and pray that that little scheme I hatched up won't prove so thin that it'll go wrong in the frying somewhere in Millersville.
You catch a Mace Hanlon, maybe?
I'm not sure yet who it'll catch, but it'll be the one causing all the trouble. Now finish up that soup, Little Beaver, because...
Oh, that ankle.
Because I need your sharp eyes to help me.
Now look, Hanlon. I don't want any more arguments.
Oh, never mind. I believe now you got rid of Red Rider, all right. Here's your 500.
Oh, well, thank you, boss. I guess I talked too fast.
I only want you to do one more thing. And right after that, you're starting for the border. And starting fast.
Ready whenever you say, boss.
There's one more job to be done on a Bruce Company freight wagon going to Devil's Hole.
Huh? Another?
That's right. The last one. But listen. This time, you don't take what you find in the way of freight in the wagon and dump it in the nearest river. You take it straight to Smoky Remington's place this side of Templeville.
Smoky Remington's at Templeville?
And after that, straight for the border. Because this thing's gone too far now.
Oh, I get it, boss.
Now, wait. Don't anybody ever say Ace Hanlon wasn't generous. For that neat job of setting off the powder charge that got a Red Rider, here's another 50. And for getting that Injun kid, another 10.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hanlon.
I'm only sorry Curly's body was left there in Breakneck Canyon. Get now and do as you're told.
Sure.
Send Easy to tell me how things went. This one ought to be simple. Old man Bruce will be driving the wagon himself, and everybody will believe his story.
Did you douse the fire like I told you?
Red Rider jumpy. Me douse him long time.
Hang it, I hope my scheme pans out. So many things could go wrong.
You sit him still. No good walk him.
You're right. I keep forgetting about that roughing up I had back there in Breakneck Canyon. That landslide almost finished us, Little Beaver.
Yeah. Me think of Red Rider gone happy hunting ground.
Darn it. Why didn't I think of having Bert tell me whether he got Jane to do as I told him or not? Now if anything goes wrong, I could sit here for days and wonder about it.
Red Rider not sent him here that long. No good. Me make him go home. Taking care of broken leg.
I told you 4 times now that the leg's not broken.
Look him.
Where? Yes, you're right. That's a Bruce Company wagon and coming fast, too.
Mr. Bruce, he drive him.
Oh, I believe you're right. Dead Bruce is driving.
Me go fetch him thunder. Red Rider, no walk.
It's not... This perhaps won't be so easy. I didn't count on Dead Bruce driving that wagon personally. Stay behind, Little Beaver. I don't want you in the way because we can't tell what's going to happen.
Red Rider, be careful. No get on our horse.
I will. He's coming. Come on, boy.
Dead Bruce! What the... Get away from me! You're dead! Bruce, stop that team!
Nobody's stopping this team! Not even a ghost! Get going!
Stop it, I tell you! Stop!
Whoa! Whoa there, you poor nigger! Whoa!
Oh, you ain't dead, you red-headed devil.
Dead Bruce,
what kind of thing's going on around here? What is this? You let everybody think you're dead, and you're really doing the holding up of these wagons.
But, Dead Bruce...
Oh, it's clear to me now. You are a robbing highway thief. Well, you're not getting this load of freight, because I got a rifle here, and I intend to use it.
Dead Bruce,
get away from here. Get!
Return to the adventures of Red Rider in just a moment. Now, I'd like to remind you, fresh and tasty Langendorf bread is rich in food value. That's important to all of you, especially these days when we're working harder and longer, playing harder. Each tempting golden brown loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread is a wonderful source of important food values used by the body for energy to help build muscle and tissue. In addition, delicious Langendorf bread is made with dextrose, the world's quickest energy food, to give you extra energy in each fresh, delicious slice. And this wonderful energy source is yours in a bread so creamy rich in color, so smooth in texture, so delicious to the taste, so lasting in freshness, that baking experts judged it America's finest. Plain with butter or jelly, toasted or in sandwiches, it's delicious. For goodness sake and for energy's sake, ask your grocer for fresh and tasty Langendorf bread, white or wheat, tomorrow. Red Rider's mysterious scheme for the final trapping of whoever has been robbing Bruce Freightline wagons and murdering drivers seems to be taking a strange tack. Could his recent experiences, which almost resulted in his death, have affected his mind? Apparently, he even tried to hold up old John Bruce himself on the highway from Millersville to Devil's Hole. But old John took no chances, opened fire with a rifle, and finally read...
Hey! Sorry, Mr. Bruce. Know the way out.
You red-headed devil. Shoot my rifle out of my hands if you like. But now I know you're one of those holding me up, I tell you I'll never rest from here to breakfast till I...
Now hold it, Bruce. I can't get off this horse because I can't walk. And I had to hold you up to make it look authentic in case anybody's watching. Now listen.
I won't listen. I tell you,
did Ace Hanlon ship those crates you've got in that wagon?
Huh?
Then my scheme worked.
Why, how'd you know Ace Hanlon came in and asked...
It did work. Jane did it all and kept it a secret. Now the rest of it may work. Little Beaver!
Me come.
Now get those crates out of that wagon, quick.
Hey, what is this?
No, no, wait. Pull ahead to those willows yonder, where we can't be seen.
Red Rider, have you gone plumb crazy?
No, now do as you say.
I don't get it. But, all right, get up there. Get up. Come on, get along. Hup. Hey. Hey. Oh, hup.
Do you have a hammer, a chisel in the wagon, something to open the crates with?
I ain't opening no crates for you or anybody else.
Little Beaver, help him get them open.
Me get them.
Now, we haven't got a minute to lose. No telling just where they're planning to hold you up again.
Hold me up again? What in... Now, listen here, Red. If you don't tell me what this is all about... Wait a minute. How's it happen you're dead and yet you ain't?
That's a long story in itself. We almost did die. I can't get off this horse and walk, so open up one of those crates and you'll see what I mean.
Hanged if I ain't getting curious to see what you're so all-fired head up about. All right. I got a crowbar here. We use it to get loose boulders off the road with sometimes.
Now, hurry. Pry the tops off that nearest crate.
Yes, keep your shirt on, son. This board is really nailed on. There it gives. Now, let's see. Wait, let me get this paper off.
If I could only walk well enough.
Holy jumping catfish and little green spring apples.
What's in the crate?
Hooey.
Red. I don't know how you figured out this thing, but you sure stumbled on something. Take a look at this.
Great Scott.
A great big silver teapot weighing close to 5 pounds, I'd say. What is all this, Red? The whole crate's full of silver, just like this.
Haven't got time to explain now. Little Beaver, you help Dad Bruce. Now pry the tops off all those crates. Hide the silver you find in these willows. Then fill them up again with rocks and put the tops back on.
Take the silver out? Put rocks in? What's the idea, Red?
Now do as I tell you. Then keep on going. Now, a little ways beyond here, I can't say just where, you'll be held up again.
What?
And I'd advise you to just throw up your hands and leave that rifle be, because that bunch will be playing for keeps.
I'll be held up again. Well, all right, Red. You've been right so far. But when do I hear what it's all about?
This afternoon, back in Millersville, where Little Beaver and I are going as soon as we get this chore done.
All right. Come on, Little Beaver. Let's do as the boss says. Get up!
Mister. Boys, get them three crates off in that wagon.
Come on,
I'd just like to know how you figured I'd come by. This is a special trip for Ace Hanlon.
Never mind how we knew. Get them crates off, boys. Put them in that other wagon and shake a leg while you're doing it.
Oh,
Gosh, Miss Jane, that's sure too bad. Tell me some more.
Well, there's not much more. Dad, of course, poured his money into this outfit to keep it going when times were tough. And now all these disasters have happened. His shipment's stolen right and left. Well, he's about through.
Gosh, why was I such a fool? I came from Missouri with $3,000 to invest in a business. Could have come in mighty handy about now to get maybe into business with your dad. But like a fool, I lost it at Ace Hanlon's Silver Dollar Cafe in Devil's Hole.
Wait, there's a stranger coming into the office.
Huh? Well, maybe it's...
No. No, it's not Red. Wait a moment. Oh, you're...
You asked Marshal Wiggins, ma'am. You're Jane Bruce?
Oh, I'm so glad you came.
You got your telegram, and we rode faster buckboard than horse flesh could carry us, ma'am. Me and two deputies from Union City. What's the trouble?
Well, that is... I don't know.
You don't know?
No. That is... Well, Red Rider knows.
Red Rider?
And I don't rightly know why Red wanted me to send for you, but I know Red. And if he wanted me to send for the U.S. Marshal and deputies, why, he knew what he was doing.
Say, what is this, ma'am? Blind man's buff?
Well, please, I don't know what it's all about. Really, I don't, but terrible things are happening. Robberies and murders and...
Robberies? Murder? Well, maybe we had better stay.
Jane, here he comes, up the street.
Red Rider. He's safe.
And that's the story, Marshal.
Gee, that is a story.
Oh, Red, do you think they'll hurt Father?
Not if he doesn't get foolish and grab that rifle, which I don't think he'll do now.
One question, Mr. Rider. And none of this leaked out to this Ace Hanlon yet, did it?
I don't think so. Thanks to Miss Bruce here, my friend Bert Parks, who handled things very well.
And I'm sure Ace Hanlon's still at the hotel.
Well, as soon as your dad comes back in town, Miss Jane, and can be the witness, we'll mosey on over to the hotel and arrest Mr. Ace Hanlon. If he's there now, I don't reckon he suspects much, and he's probably sitting on pins and needles right this minute, awaiting word as to how his scheme turned out.
Oh, Red. We thought for a while you were dead.
Thought so myself for a while. But little Beaver pulled me out of it.
Me bring him help.
So I guess now there's nothing to be done but just make ourselves comfortable until Mr. Bruce gets back.
Then we'll call on Mr. Hanlon at the hotel.
Just a minute.
Better just take it easy, Hanlon.
Red Rider.
In the flesh, Ace.
Little Beaver, too. You betcha.
No, I'm seeing things. Let me out of here.
Just take it easy, Hanlon. Here's my badge. That's real enough, ain't it? U.S. Marshal Wiggins from Union City. Sorry, but my deputies have gone over to Templeville and picked up the rest of your gang.
What? There must be some mistake. What do you mean?
You're under arrest as a receiver of stolen goods, Ace Hanlon.
Stolen? Why, what do you mean?
Oh, you needn't try to act innocent. Mighty clever scheme it was. Engineering those robberies on the Bruce Freight and Company's wagons.
Look here, you're plumb crazy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Clever, dumping what you stole in the river so that when you finally ship those crates of stolen silverware and jewelry that your crook sent you to dispose of, it couldn't ever be proved they were delivered to you.
It's all a pack of lies. Who told you a thing like that?
We got it good and straight, Hanlon. You coming peaceable?
Now, listen, you...
Just take it easy. Argue and you'll get these on your wrist.
I'll come peaceable. I don't need these on my wrist. Really, I don't. I'll come peaceable.
All right. All right, move along, folks. I'm taking this man along to Union City. Thanks to you, Mr. Ryder, you uncovered a pretty far-reaching burglary plot. I'll bet officials in San Francisco and a lot of other cities have been scratching their heads a long time to figure out where that stolen stuff was sent.
Have some more coffee, Red.
Now, Little Beaver, you drink the rest of that milk.
Doggone, Miss Jane, this coffee sure rings that bell.
Jane always was a right smart cook.
More food, please.
Now, just hold everything, everybody, you hungry mob. I can only serve so many at a time. Red, I don't see how you figured out Ace Hanlon wasn't just trying to put Dad out of business.
Well, Jane, that was my first idea, of course. Like it was everybody's, I guess. I figured Ace Hanlon was pulling these robberies and making things tough generally for the Bruce Company so as he could ruin your business and that he'd try setting up one of his own later on. But Little Beaver and I saw something that changed our minds about that angle. And anyway, it didn't make sense.
We see him throw stuff in river.
That's right. A lot of the stuff they hijack from your wagons, Dad Bruce, you'll find at various parts of the Devil's Hole River.
Why, the low-down... And me being responsible for some of this stuff they stole, too.
So when I saw that, I knew the motive wasn't just robbery.
Ace Hanlon sure didn't like having you around either, Red. More coffee, please?
Oh, that's right. He even tried to have us blown up to get us out of the way. So you can see he had something pretty serious to hide.
Yeah.
It occurred to me that all this was a blind of some kind, to cover something a lot more important than it looked on the surface.
Yeah.
Then it hit me that maybe he wanted shipments of his own to seem to have been stolen. Well, I acted on that hunch, laid a trap, and by jings, the trap caught him.
That's as fine a piece of reasoning as I've heard of in a long time, Red.
And man, is that redhead handy with a gun, too. Should have seen the way he got me out of Hanlon's Cafe in Devil's Hole when they was coming for me. Where I lost that $3,000 I came west to start a business with.
Well, boys, I'm sure glad you cleaned things up. I just hope now I can raise some cash someplace to begin where I left off.
Oh, say, Bert, I almost forgot. Yeah, wait a second.
Huh?
Red Rider, hide him in belt.
As if I can just get at my belt. There you are. All safe and sound.
Holy jumping. Where'd you get this?
Your money, Bert. And that fracas at the Silver Dollar Cafe, I scooped it off the table. $3,000.
And you let me think it was lost.
Well, Bert, you talk so free in front of Hanlon and from the way you let them get you at that stud table, I figured maybe the stuff was safer with me for a spell.
I'll be. But don't know as you're right, Red. Dad Bruce, you say you want some capital?
Well,
I came out west to start a business. How's to buy a half interest in yours? I drove a stage back in Missouri.
Well, Bert, if this had dropped from heaven, it couldn't have been more welcome.
Don't show me the way. I've been here before. They told me that little confidential
line
maneuvering around here, and I want him. Howdy, folks.
Annie Duchess.
Duchess? What are you doing in Millersville?
Hello, Duchess.
Keep your seats, everybody. Howdy, Bruce. Hello, Jane. No, now, don't bother. I can sit without help. Red Rider, you're heading over toward Paradise Plateau, and you're heading fast.
Why, what's wrong over on Paradise Plateau, Duchess?
Something's mighty unfunny over there, Red. A corporation what built a dam for an irrigation project went and got a lot of settlers to come in. And now I believe the whole thing's turned out to be a swindle. Sure is. Folks was encouraged to come into the valley and build houses and settle. And now they're being put off by mounted gunmen. There's something down around Paradise Plateau that just don't create a sweet smell around this here part of the world. And I suggest you hightail over there, Red Rider, and see what it is.
Well, Little Beaver?
Me ready. Do what Annie Duchess say.
I figured you'd be. All right, come on. There's doings at Paradise Plateau.
Red Rider comes to you each Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday night at 7:30 over these same stations. Tune in Tuesday and hear the next exciting adventures of Red Rider and Little Beaver, with Ace Hanlon's strange and lawless doings against the settlers at Paradise Plateau. What does he find when he gets there? Adventure and thrills. Is presented for your enjoyment by Langendorf, bakers of the bread judged America's finest. Get a loaf of fresh and tasty Langendorf bread at your grocer's tomorrow. During periods of war stress, the morale of the nation must be kept at the peak. Health and energy are necessary for high morale. Our all-out defense program requires both physical and mental fitness. Those of us who cannot serve on the battle line can still help in many ways. Red Cross, civilian defense, USO, and other national defense activities. We can do our bit by investing in defense stamps and bonds, real savings that can be drawn upon in time of need. We can enlist in the nation's health defense program to help maintain the high morale which builds courage and optimism. Langendorf bread, rich in nutriment, proteins, and vitamins, and dextrose for added energy, will help you to maintain the physical and mental fitness to carry you through these days of stress. Keep physically fit and do your bit. This program came to you from Hollywood. This is the Blue Network.